An 88-year-old patient, according to today's Irish Daily Mail, was forced to spend almost 4 days on a hospital trolley at University Hospital Galway. The emergency department there had 27 patients on trolleys yesterday. It was described last week by the Taoiseach as not fit for purpose and one of the most inadequate facilities in the country. John O'Donnell is the lead consultant in emergency medicine at UHG. He's on the line now. John, what is it like in that department today?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. Well, things have eased slightly today in that this morning at 8 o'clock we had 20 on trolleys awaiting beds, but it eased a little bit since yesterday. But this is an ongoing problem, not just in Galway, but in emergency departments all around the country, but particularly here in Galway, where I think it's well acknowledged now that the facility that we have isn't fit for purpose. We have 9 major cubicles, and we've got 3 minors cubicles. And if you throw 27 or 28 patients on trolleys in on top of that, with a full waiting room of, you know, our average attendance here is about 180 to 200 patients a day, that makes things very difficult for the staff here and for all the patients waiting on trolleys for protracted periods of time.
Yesterday sounded particularly bad, 27 patients. Where do you put that volume of people who are all in need of medical care and acute medical care, because otherwise they wouldn't be there?
Well, we do what we can, and that means, you know, some of them require more intensive nursing care while they're waiting for a bed upstairs, so they draw on the resources of the nurses here. So we fill, some of them will have to stay in a cubicle, which blocks the cubicle off, and more of them, if they can, we wheel the trolleys out into the corridors. So yesterday all the corridors were full, and all of the cubicles bar one and bar one resus cubicle, which we tried to use to see new patients. But it's very frustrating. You know, it doesn't allow much dignity for the patients waiting protracted periods of time like yesterday.
John,
and today, there's more today.
Yeah, I know that. And John, this was raised in our National Parliament last week. It was acknowledged by the Taoiseach that this was not fit for purpose, yet you had 27 people still on trolleys yesterday. And you, as the lead clinician there, trying to do your best, and your staff trying to do their best, this must be beyond frustrating. You must be very fed up with all of this.
Well, it's you know, it's been quoted before as third world medicine in a first world country, and often it feels like that you're firefighting. What the problem is that there isn't the capacity in the hospital to take these patients out of the emergency department so that we can see new patients coming in, and that's our biggest frustration.
Hang on a second. The activation protocol, as we understand it, is that once you reach a certain tipping point in the ED, intervention is taken. Some people are moved upstairs to free up pressure. You're saying that's not physically possible in Galway?
No, well, in fairness to management here, and this is an ongoing thing for a number of, you know, years now. I'm here about 12 years now, and it's been constant. What we try to do is move patients down to the medical assessment unit, and they can wait down there on trolleys. But of course, that blocks up the medical assessment unit, and that's a unit where GPs can refer patients directly in to be seen by an acute physician or a doctor there. We also move patients up to the surgical day ward, which means that you have to cancel surgical day cases. And we also, I think we're one of the first hospitals to move trolleys up onto the wards. Which is not ideal, but at least it gives us some sort of wriggle room in the emergency department to see new patients.
With all the pressure that's on you, John, and on your colleagues, are you concerned and fearful that something is going to happen one of these days that will result in a negative outcome?
Yes. And it's a very difficult environment to work in. And it's difficult to recruit staff as well because of the conditions that we're working in.
How do you deal with that stress? Because that must be a very stressful situation for any doctor.
Yeah, well, you do what you can, and you know, we try to do our best. I think emergency department doctors and nurses, by their nature, are people who try to do as best they can and try to multitask and manage the situation as best we can. And that's what we continue to do. But and we highlight the issues where
and some doctors get criticised and given out for highlighting.
Which many of us would have a view on. You know, we're as part of our job is patient advocates, and we have to continue to highlight these issues for patients because it's just not acceptable. It's not fair.
John O'Donnell, lead consultant in emergency medicine at University Hospital Galway. Glad it is improving, but I wonder how long before it gets worse again, given that we're in the middle of winter.